And that's a recipe that's rife for corruption. As my guest today, Marion Zipfel, knows very well. Welcome to our studios.
Thank you very much.
Marion, you are a French journalist. You're based in Singapore. You have studied and written a lot about China, and most recently a book, unfortunately, only in French, called China's New Red Billionaires. And I want to go right to that book because it's interesting. You open with a chapter about what they call the Island of Billionaires. It's Hainan Island. It's where it's the playground of the super rich. And you went to what is the premier luxury fair.
Exactly. It's called the Hainan Rendezvous, and it's funny. It's been organized by a French lady, and it's really all that is bling bling is there at the same time. So you have yacht, you have jet, you have what they call luxury lifestyle, because they want to move from the super bling bling to more the concept of luxury lifestyle, more like educate, sophisticated.
It's pure ostentation, though. I mean, you were describing one scene where I think the wife of a real estate magnate just showed up to, what, 4 million euros she spent on a yacht.
Exactly. And it was not her first yacht. It was actually her second yacht. So she is there. I mean, she's not there yet. Everybody's on the jetty. You have all these super big yachts, because that's one of the thing is the big yacht sells, not the small ones.
They want the biggest ones.
So the market is to the big one, to the big yacht. So there are all these yachts and people waiting, and you can feel that there is an excitation. You don't know what's going on, and then you're talking and you say, oh, why, what's happening? And then you have this lady who is doing the PR and thing, and she's saying, oh, Wang Zhongling's wife is coming. So suddenly everything is moving, and they are waiting for this lady to come, and she will come, and they will take her for a tour around the island so that she can try and enjoy
like
the
royalty.
Yacht and eventually buy the yacht, of course. So what's funny, it's not Wang Zhongling himself showing up. Mm. It's his wife coming.
Is this about discretion?
It is about discretion. He cannot come and just show off. It's not the right time to do this in China anymore.
Marion, I mean, this is a communist country. I mean, I understand Deng Xiaoping wanted to open things up, but isn't this going a little bit overboard, a little over the top?
But, I mean, what is funny is it's among also, because we were talking about those entrepreneurs, but what we also talk about in the book is the princelings. So it's basically the heir of all the Chinese pure communist officials who are enjoying and benefiting from all the growth, the economic growth, and they are making fortune out of it. And the recent article from the New York Times, just like, I mean, it was like a bomb that just exploded, that Wen Jiabao had colossal fortune. So at the top of the country, at the top of the communists.
At the very top, and this is a concept I want to talk about, but I mean, one thing I'm interested in is you were telling me that you don't know, you know, in the West, you know who the rich people are. You're selling a product, a watch, a yacht, you're waiting for them. You know their face. Here, it could be anyone. You don't know who's going to be showing up. How do they know? How do they find them?
That's why all these guys, I mean, I'm not, all these big brand like selling yacht or jet, they obviously have an extensive network of people trying who is there, who, what. Because obviously you have the Forbes rich, you have the Hu Jun's list, you have this guy on the list, you know who they are. But in China, most of them are not on the list. So how are you going to identify them? How do you know that this guy from Shanxi, who has a coal mine, is a super billionaire? He's dressed very casual. He looks like nothing, basically. But he's probably going to buy a jet, but you don't know.
I was saying earlier at the opening, and you've written about this in your book, the concept of a Guangxi, which is apparently, well, tell us really what that means and why it's so important in China.
It's all these interpersonal relation connection that links you and me. And it's not only me giving you something, it's something that you really keep, you're tied to somebody. I give you something, you give me back. And then it keeps going on like this. And it's pretty much important in the political area.
It's your entourage, really. It's
you really your entourage. It's really your network, and that you need to build very strongly.
Another thing that I found striking in the book is the fact that you now have private entrepreneurs, super rich people, in not just in the Communist Party, but in the highest echelon, in the Central Committee of the Politburo. That never would have happened before.
But that's actually, there was these, obviously, it's my Claire Berger, who is a specialist of capitalism in China, and she says, like, the party needs the rich, as much as the rich needs the party.
Marion, what's fascinating as well is, as quickly as you can make a fortune in China, you can lose it overnight, and you could even be in prison.
But that's also because you are too tight to the party. So, and the party is not a monolithic party. Mm. It's factions. So sometimes you can have the good connection in the good factions, but then the other factions get small power. So you're out. And one of the very good example is Huang Guangyu, like Gomei's founder, like the Dati, as we said, like
of China.
of China. And this guy has been on the top richest list, everything. And in 2010, he was sent to jail for 14 years.
And so he's still there, right?
He's still there. He's going to be out probably in two.
So one day he's on top of the world, one of the richest people in China. The next day he's forgotten, sitting in jail.
Yeah, it's not only forgotten. It's like really he's out. Because also at a point, corruption is everywhere. But corruption is also something that the government wants to tackle. So they need someone. They need an example. They need to say, okay, you have been arrested for corruption, even though all the other have done the same. But they need an example. They need to say, okay, we are actually doing something against the corruption. Proof is this guy is going to be sent to jail. 14 years. That's not...
And this corruption, as you were saying, is pervasive. Do you... There was a report, an investigative report in the New York Times recently that traced... that said that the outgoing Prime Minister, Wen Jiabao, his relatives have assets worth an estimated almost $3 billion. How do the average Chinese feel about that when they hear that news?
Actually, they were saying that... Because Wen Jiabao has this special image of Father Wen, you know, when there was this... the earthquake in Sichuan in 2008, and he just rushed to the scene, and he was there. So he has a very nice image. So people were quite surprised, but they were surprised. But when you talk about, say, well, everybody knows that. Everybody knows.
So it's a sort of cynical
it's a cynical
as well.
And at the same time, it makes the fortune really, really bad scene. Not the fortune itself, but the way... You reach it to the top. So it's better to have connection than working hard, apparently, because when your father is Wen Jiabao, then it's easier for you to do it, to do business. It's easier for you to make money than if you're just a normal man in the street.
And the money that we're talking about, you were obviously in China watching all of the new rich, but this is money that's also going outside the country.
Yes.
Lots of money outside the country. Yeah. Hundreds of billions of dollars estimated.
It's actually there are two things. There are the money and the people themselves.
And the people, right?
Yes,
of course.
So you have these two folds. So they're trying to put money out, and you are thinking, yes, but in China normally you can't take so much money out. There is still the control. I mean, it's still control, but there are many, many ways. It's like basically an industry how to make money out. And why do they want this? They want this because they want to invest. They want to place their money in secure areas.
Well, they don't know. I guess maybe they don't know what to do with all their money at home.
Yes, and also they want to secure their money. You never know what's going to happen, so it's better to put some money on a safe place.
Finally, an interesting point in the little time we have left. You wrote about philanthropy. It's not a very big trend yet in China. In fact, you were saying Bill Gates and Warren Buffett tried to persuade China's billionaires to do what they did and give half their fortune away. What happened?
They didn't turn up. But I guess what they didn't like is American guys telling them how to do things. I guess that was probably one of the reasons why it was not a big success. And also the reason, I mean, what the commentator people were saying is that if you are going to this dinner, it means you're rich. You don't want to show your wealth, so you better give it, but you give it but you don't talk about it.
You don't flaunt it.
You don't flaunt it. So you try to be discreet in any way, because if you can go to this dinner and show that you're going to give lots of money, it means you're very rich.
Right. So you don't want to expose it. Is there the equivalent? I mentioned Forbes magazine, a Western magazine, an American magazine at the beginning. Is there an equivalent to that very briefly in China right
yes,
now?
Yes, there is the Huzhun list. So actually it was made by... I don't know what it was, Danish or...
But it was a foreigner.
And it's a big business.
And it's changing all the time, I imagine.
It's changing all the time.
And
actually, what's interesting is who is on the list. But what we'd want to know is who is not on the
list. Who's not on the list.
Who's not on the list.
Who's in, who's out. Marianne Zipfel, we're going to have to leave it there. Fascinating. In a very little time, we could go on forever about this. But China's new red billionaires, it will be interesting to see what happens to them under the new leader, Xi Jinping.
Yes, who's Xi Jinping, who was in the south, in the very entrepreneurial province. So how is he going to handle?
How's he going to handle? Is he
exactly.
going to crack down? Is he going to open up a lot more? You're going to have to keep on following France 24 and see what happens as Xi Jinping continues in his rule. Thanks a lot for watching the France 24 interview. But the real...